8:49, back with Rich and Ryan in the morning, and we turn now to Ryan Foley's Keep It Local segment, where he has a very special guest.
I do. Welcome Jessica Peterson-White from Content Bookstore. How are you, Jessica?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
I'm thrilled. I'm an avid reader myself, so it's definitely something very near and dear to my heart. And Rich and I were talking off air a little while ago. Finding a local bookstore these days is in and of itself a rarity. So what made you want to open up Content? Where did all this start?
Well, I guess where it started is, you know, we used to have a mostly used, some new bookstore down the street where Solstice is now.
Okay.
Called Monkey See, Monkey Read. And I was in there all the time with my oldest child, who's now, then she was my only child. She was like 3 and 4 at the time. And, you know, I'd pick her up from school and we'd walk home and stop in the bookstore and say hi to Jerry in the bookstore. And I'd chat with Jerry, the owner, and Jerry would tell me about how he, you know, he was, you know, he'd been working behind the counter for some, you know, 27 years, and he was ready to do something else and he would really like to sell the store. And then I'd go home and I'd talk to my husband and I'd say, gosh, I really hope someone buys the bookstore. Can you imagine living in a town without a bookstore? And, you know, after months of this, I started to think, well, maybe that person who could buy the bookstore would be, could be me. You know, I had a lot of retail experience and I had worked, all through college, I worked at the art store in downtown Northfield, which was actually in the space where my bookstore now is. And for most of that time that I worked at the art store, and I've had, I'd had a lot of other retail jobs, and I owned a yarn store for about 5 years in the next block up by Hogan Brothers, too, in the early 2000s, which feels like a lifetime ago. But, you know, so I sort of knew what I was getting into with retail, with independent retail, I think. But mostly I really Northfield just is so clearly a town that needs to have a bookstore. And it seemed to me like there was maybe potential for it to support a bigger bookstore. And so, and it turned out Jerry had built a really solid little business. You know, he kind of, I think, wanted it to be the kind of business that he could get his arms around himself. And he had was a really solid foundation. And so so I bought the store from him and we moved it in about a week.
Wow.
By physically carrying all the books down Division Street.
Just boxes of books.
And we had like teams of volunteers come, a whole bunch of St. Olaf students that we didn't even know, just heard there was a bookstore moving and came and spent hours just schlepping books down Division Street. It was an amazing thing. So we moved in about a week and we opened, 10 years ago last Friday.
And I was just going to say happy birthday to Content.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank
you. You had a big party for that, right?
Well, we had kind of, we had a festive day on Saturday. We started the day, we had coffee and donuts and we had some prize drawings throughout the day and, you know, various other sort of festivities. We invited people to come take a picture with one of their favorite books and write a little shelf talker for it. Shelf talkers are the little things that we put on the shelf where we write, you know, our little book recommendation.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love that because when I go in there, sometimes I'm like, okay, I might know like a genre I'm looking for or maybe even author, but I still need some guidance. And I will say from shopping in your store, that is one thing I absolutely love is your staff is so knowledgeable and they are so great at helping you to pick out your next read or help you find something that you might like. If you've read this, maybe try this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, that's the magic of bookselling that no algorithm can give you. And it's something that takes a long time to learn to be good at. And I am lucky to have absolutely incredible staff, some of whom have been with me for almost the whole time the store has been in business. And they care passionately, not just about books, but about our customers. And they know that putting the right book in someone's hands can change a life. It can open doors that wouldn't open otherwise. It can give you perspective on your own life. It can give you perspective on the world that helps you see things differently. And, you know, that's really, people walk into work every day taking that really seriously. And but also having a spirit of sort of playfulness and joy about it. Because it is incredibly fun to talk to people about books all day and to hear from our customers. We learn so much from our customers about what they like to read and what, you know, what's exciting to them about new books or books that they read 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you, I mean, I assume that you're a pretty avid reader.
Yeah.
But you're also a very, very busy person. You have, you have a side gig on, with where you're on the city council.
Yeah.
Where do you find that? Because people, I would think, like, depend on you to recommend things and to know what's out there.
Yeah.
Where do you find the time to read?
Well, it is like one of, it was one of the most striking things about the early months of owning the bookstore that I didn't anticipate. It's like deeply humbling, right? Because you stand there all day long. And people are like, have you read this? Have you read this? Yeah. Have you read this? And they're like, nope, not that one. Nope, yeah. not that one either. Yeah. No, I swear I've read a lot of books, just not any of those. And that's something that all new booksellers go through. It's like you start the job thinking like, oh, I'm a pretty well-read person. But you quickly realize that you will forever be humbled by the universe of books.
What do you mean you haven't read every single book?
Right, exactly. So there are a few things. One is that I read a little bit of a lot of books so that I can talk about them and I kind of get a feel for them. Mm-hmm. But I don't, they're hundreds, probably thousands of books that I have not finished.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's that. I listen to a ton of audiobooks. I listen to audiobooks all the time that I can, right? Yeah. I listen to audiobooks while I'm doing laundry, while I'm walking the dog, while I'm driving my kids to school.
Right.
So that's a big part of it too. And also I just read a lot. I almost always have a book in my bag and I take it out and read a little bit. Mm-hmm. But also, we just share information, right? I listen to how my colleagues talk about books with customers and with each other. We have, regular kind of share time in our staff meetings.
Oh, around
what are you
go.
Reading and what do you like about it? And who do you think might like to read it? That kind of thing.
Cool.
So you can sort of expand your universe of the books you can talk about that way.
So is there the thing where someone asks you about a book? Oh, well, I don't know, but talk to Emma over there.
Exactly. Yeah. Or even if Emma's not there, I talked to Emma about this book and here's what she said she liked about it. And these are the other things I know she likes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in addition to content being not only a local business, but also being just having a wonderfully warm environment. I mean, I feel like when I walk in there, it's whimsical. You know, like that's the first word that comes to mind.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. You also have a lot of great merchandise in addition to just the books.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's a great joy to me to go hunt all that stuff down.
Yeah.
It's a really, really fun part of my job. And I think all retailers in a small town know that you have to have kind of a broad base of merchandise to stay in business, right? We have to meet a lot of different needs because we're just one little Main Street here, right? And over the last decade, I've experimented a lot with what people are looking for, what people are going to come to the bookstore for, what's going to be exciting for people. But it really is a constant, I'm always trying to look for something new. I go to different markets around the country. And, the main thing that we sell in addition to books is toys. And the toy shows are especially fun to go to because toy people are wild.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of there are a lot of inventors working in the toy space and a lot of small family businesses that just have some single cool new product, right? And as an independent retailer, we're in a great position to give those a try and bring them to market. And
there you go.
So that's a really fun thing. But we also get suggestions from our customers all the time. I was in Paris and I found this amazing notebook and you should check it out, see if you can get it. And sometimes we go hunt things down like that so that we can bring them to Northfield.
Nice.
Are you able to find books that are out of print, or do you do any rare books or anything like that?
We really don't do used and rare books anymore, hardly at all. But we often do end up helping people find them because we know how, right?
Oh, okay, cool.
We used to sell used books, and during COVID, that became kind of impossible to maintain, and And it is just, it's sort of like a whole different workflow and a whole different way of structuring your labor force too with used books. And there is now a great used bookstore in Faribault that's operated by the United Way if people are looking for used books. So that's a really nice option that's really nearby. We all get excited about weird out of print books that people are looking for. And so sometimes we just help people out figuring out where to find them. But with the internet market for used and rare books now, that market has really changed from being like an in-person thing.
Yeah.
So in addition to having an incredible selection of books, wonderful staff, great merchandise, and cool toys, you also do a lot of special events, right?
We do. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a pretty amazing author events program, if I may say so. I say that because I don't manage the events program. my amazing employee Ellie Ray is our literary events director, and she is always planning months and months in advance to bring authors from all over the country into Northfield. And we, you know, we work with a lot of publishers in New York on those programs, but also we work with the public library. We have an amazing partnership that we're so grateful for with the Grand. When we do larger events, we often do them there because it's a beautiful venue. Authors love it. Just yesterday we hosted Kate DiCamillo, for the afternoon at, the Grand, and that was just incredible. We had people come not just from the Twin Cities and north of the Twin Cities. We had people come from Iowa for that event. And often when we have, you know, bigger name authors, people travel to come see their favorite authors. So that's kind of a nice little extra, I think, that we see happening. So I always just, it's one of my very favorite things about the bookstore is when we can create that space for anybody in the community to come connect with an author. And it's usually in an intimate setting. You know, even at the Grand, it's 200 people in Kate DiCamillo, and that's a pretty rare thing. She doesn't do very many like public events. And when she does, it's often 2,000 people in an auditorium. Yeah. And, but this was really intimate. She took pretty much every question from the audience that was there.
Nice.
And including a whole lot from children who were so thoughtful and who have read all of her books and just love them. And that connection, for people to connect with an author in person like that, is just a really magical thing to see. So
it's a big deal. Yeah. Nice.
Thank
well,
you.
I could talk to you for forever, but we do have to kind of wrap it up here. So if you could just tell us a little bit about your hours, where folks can find you online, socials, that type of thing.
Absolutely. So you can find us online at contentbookstore.com, and we ship every day. If you are in Northfield or outside of Northfield, we ship to customers all over the country every day, and sometimes we ship to other places like Australia and Canada. So our entire inventory is listed live online all the time. So also, if you just want to know if we have a book in stock, you can check there. We are open 7 days a week. We're open from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. We're open late on Thursdays, like most of our neighbors downtown, till 8. And then we're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. Okay. And then starting the week after Thanksgiving, we'll have holiday hours where we're open a little later in the evening just to make it easier for people to do their holiday shopping.
Yeah.
We offer free gift wrap. We do kind of a concierge gift service. If you don't know what to get for a 5-year-old's birthday party, you can call us and give us a budget and we will figure it out and gift wrap it and have it waiting for you. Or if you need something for, you know, Aunt Susie's 80th birthday, we can do that too. We do private shopping appointments for the holidays. Sometimes people really like that as a way to just, I mean, people come in and just get all their shopping done and then we'll wrap it all. And if it needs to go out of town, we'll ship it for you.
Look at you.
So we really aim to offer customer service that is so good that it regularly delights and astonishes, and that's what we'll do if you come on in for your holiday shopping.
Well, mission achieved. Well, I can say that's personal testimony right here. Yes, mission achieved. Well, right. Jessica, thank you so much for being here today. This is really fun to learn more about the business. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all your support of your local businesses. It means so much to have a community that's so supportive.
Well, absolutely.
Thanks a ton.
Thanks. Have a great day.
We appreciate it.